Tate Marker, Nightmare Alley, 2021, baby. Let's get right to it. Del Toro's film. Let's go. Action. What's going on, Alamo State Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D. You can only Ryan 680.
I'm Angela at that Callie Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Movie Talk for movie fans, guys. It really would right into your ears. Devices, thank you for making us a part of your day. Let's get right to it, ladies and gentlemen. Bradley Cooper Lee stars in this film called Nightmare Alley, ladies and gentlemen, which is a remake. The original came out in 1947. I'm sorry. I had blank stare. I know it was the 1940s because this film is funny. It's set in the 1940s, right? So that we got that nostalgia there. It's authentic. It's Del Toro's baby, written and directed by Del Toro, screenplay, you know, all that stuff. So screenplay, he did take part credit of the screenplay in there, but it wasn't the only person. But that being said, man, Bradley Cooper comes in this movie, and, you know, I'll be honest, I didn't recognize him from the poster. I didn't recognize him really too much because there's a solo poster of him. I'll put it up where he's just talking straight. Like, I mean, not talking, I'm sorry. It's just like him staring in, you know, into the camera, and I just don't recognize him. I guess because the hat, the way the hat is and everything, it didn't look like Bradley Cooper for me.
It's those eyes. Like, those are Bradley Cooper eyes. You can't mistake him for anything else.
Those good, beautiful blue eyes.
So jealous.
But, you know, this is a story about an ambitious carny with a talent for manipulating people with a few well-chosen words, hooks up with a female psychiatrist. I know, right? Of all things, this is a weird, I was just reading, I was like, what?
It's a very interesting story.
Yeah.
Say the least.
Yeah, definitely. This film runtime come out to be a 2 hours and 30 minutes. Now, this film is a true Del Toro movie because his movie lengths are pretty long. You know, yeah, they're pretty long movie lengths. We know that. We knew that going into this movie, but with all that being said and everything, there's so much story in this movie. There's so much story. A lot of story where it gets to be, okay, is there going to be a climax moment? Is the climax moment going to lift up the plot of the whole thing? Is it really going to exceed expectations going in? Because to be honest, I didn't have any expectations going into this movie. I did not even see the trailer to this movie. The only thing I saw were posters. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go in just watching. I'm going to do a test, your hypothesis here and see, like, okay, I'm going to look at the poster. I keep saying watch. I'm going to look at the poster and I'm not going to watch the trailer. Let's see how it goes.
And right? I knew even less. I didn't even know the genre, who was in it, what it was about at all. I was just like, we're going to see this movie. But, you know, surprisingly, like, as we're watching it, it had a really good cast.
Yes.
Not just the main star, Bradley Cooper. It also had very
Defoe? Come on.
Willem Dafoe, Kate Blanchett. Dude, Willem Dafoe. was it Richard Jenkins? So It has a really good established cast. A-listers.
Ron Perlman, Sons of Anarchy, Hellboy. I mean, dude, that's Del Toro, you know?
But, like, as star-studded as this cast was, the main character was Bradley Cooper, and I feel like he carried this film. We know he does great work, but he just always proves how such a great actor he is. I mean, really.
So I'm not gonna tell you which part of the movie this is, but there's a certain part in this film to where it's really all he has to do is just move around and, like, not speak, and it's acting already started already. Movements, the way the person moves, the way the way they smoke a cigarette, the way they move their hat. It's just,
and it's the
40s. Dude, they're smoking, I don't even know how many cigarettes they were smoking, but they're smoking
a lot. The 40s.
They were smoking a lot. Like, bro, everyone was smoking a cigarette, bruh. Everyone was just smoking everywhere. There's smoke everywhere. I wanted to know how many cigarettes they really smoked on set. That's all I'm saying. But anyways, with that being said, you know, Del Toro comes in with a lot of strong story here. I love his story. I love his story arcs. I love it all. But some of it just felt a little dull at some times at some of the film, at some moments of this film. And I felt like they could have shortened out, once again, 2 hours and 30 minutes. I probably could have taken 30 minutes out of this movie if I wanted to and still acceded to the plot because it does drift a little bit. I kind of feel like when you're watching this movie, okay, guys, have you ever done this before? Moviegoers, you're watching a movie, right? You're like, this feels like a TV show. This feels like I'm going to watch another episode or something. Like, it's going to end and we're going to watch. I don't know. Again, I could be crazy, totally crazy there. But this is the way I felt with that movie, man. I really did. I felt like I was going to be like, okay, all right, is this episode going to end? All right, on to the next one. I felt like that. And I don't know if it's just because the way Del Toro writes his stories, the way he does the screenplay for it. I just felt like I was going to get a lot of story here. And that's not bad. It's not bad at all. Please bring us more story. Please bring me more. But to make it into a film, I kind of felt like I felt lost in it. You kind of get distracted a little bit. The moments, the way the directing, it really feels like it gets shifted a little bit, and then it goes back to Bradley Cooper because you feel like it's not going to be about Bradley Cooper, but then it is, and then it goes back to being him, and then it doesn't. It just, it kind of drifts a little bit.
Well, for me, I get what you're trying to say, because there's certain, like how you say, like arcs of like, this is clearly like the first chapter, then the next, and then the next. I see what you're saying, where it could have been broken up in like you say, a series or whatever. Mm. But for me, I agree with you. There's certain parts where it does drag a little bit, just because there's so much story, so much details. And
yeah.
True story, someone in our theater fell asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fun. So it's not a movie for everyone, but it does have a really good setup. And
yeah.
If you're hooked onto it as soon as like the first 10, 15 minutes and you enjoy that story, you're going to enjoy how this unfolds. And I know there's a lot of alluding to how it's going to end. We all see it coming.
Yeah.
But just to see it happen, knowing what's going to happen, is still thrilling because of Bradley Cooper's performance.
It gets a little cliche. And the good thing, the great thing that I love about Del Toro movies is that, man, they are gory. I love the gore. Like, it was so detailed gory. And the gore was so detailed to where it kind of shaped the movie in a sense to where like, oh, okay, we're getting some action sequences. Okay, it's finally happening.
But
and not to say that because, you know, it's just, I don't know. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
And I'm the opposite. I do not like gore.
She doesn't.
I don't. I don't like the violence, the gore. But seeing how it unfolded, it didn't bother me.
It made sense, though.
It made sense.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like random violence just for appeal. It made sense in the movie, and I know it appeals to you because you're gory, whatever. And those scenes are pretty brutal. But I overall enjoyed everything about this movie, like the story, the characters. Man, once again, Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Always proves to be a great actor, and I stand by him.
I mean, I know you already said it, but like, yeah, he carries this movie out whole, and I felt like if it was anybody else, I would not. I mean, it just depends on how their acting skills, how they revolve around that actor, because really the movie revolves around him, and I know I said it just dripped a little bit, but for the most part of like 90% of this movie is around him.
I gotta give a shout out to my girl Kate Blanchett.
Dude,
she is amazing.
It's you know, see, so Kate Blanchett, she
plays that character so well.
Dude,
like the,
I mean,
poised, cold-hearted, sinister. You don't know what, you know what's all about them, really. I love her. I love her so much. She's great. Anything she does, it's just the way that she like smirks and the facial expressions she makes in scenes, and just the subtle little nuances that she does.
She's great. She's amazing. I mean, I loved her in Thor Ragnarok. I loved her in Lord of the Rings. When I first saw her in Lord of the Rings, I know people, you know, I fell in love with her in Lord of the Rings. It was very different character because it was just so. I mean, pretty much. And it's just, she's a powerful actress in itself, to where she carries this presence on camera, on screen, and she can read off the words off of something and just be like, and make it sound delightful. It's just beautiful, amazing. So I love it.
I love it.
Was this the film that we deserved? I'm gonna say yeah, why not?
Now, to be fair, I haven't seen the original.
Yeah.
So obviously. I can't compare it.
Yeah.
But in this movie itself, yes, I think it is, because it's a very interesting plot, for one.
Yeah.
It's definitely different than your typical mainstream.
Has a good story.
Good story. The way it unfolds, and you know, the characters, you just kind of want to see what happens to them.
And you get stuck with Bradley Cooper a lot, and especially in the second and third act when you follow him throughout this film, because he does have huge character development in this movie. And
again,
you really follow him, and it's like, whoa, what the hell? Like, he's doing what? He's doing it again? Like, you kind of like just start caring so much about Bradley's safety in this film.
But again, it's foreshadowed what's gonna happen, what the outcome is, but you're still shocked to see how it actually goes down. Yeah. And so I find that really thrilling. It is a crime thriller after all. But
but see, okay, in this movie though, I really didn't get thrilled. Like, it was just like,
No, I mean,
you just, I feel, you didn't, I didn't feel, okay, for me, preference wise, I did not feel a thrill. I felt worried. That's it.
But that's,
but it's not a thrill.
But that, for me, that's a thrill because you're like, what are you doing?
I was just like, oh, Bradley Cooper, you little whatever. Dummy.
No, I remember we're exchanging looks in the theater like, oh my God, what's this
Stanton.
Fool, what's
this okay, fool fine, doing? Fine, what's this fool fine, fine. Let it win. But anyway, but yeah. Anyways, ratings, Angela, what do you give this rating now that we talked about that this is a thriller now because you win this argument?
I will give it a solid 7 because it kept me entertained. It was a little bit of a drag, a little bit, but it kept me entertained. Love the stars. I know we didn't mention all of them, but the cast was great, all of them. Bradley Cooper again, Kate Blanchett also great. Solid 7.
Same. I'm going to give it a solid 7, guys. It's just because it kept me very entertained. There's a lot of story here. I feel like it could have gone higher if the film was at least, I don't know, from my preference, the way I felt like it did feel along a few times in the movie. And as I don't like to announce or anything, I mean, someone did fall asleep in the theater that we hear of snoring pretty loud. It was kind of funny. It wasn't distracting whatsoever. That by all means, funny. By all funny. Means, I know people sleep in the theater and they enjoy that. That's great. It's just kind of funny because it just happened randomly when there was a sleeping scene too. And then was all like, I was confused. Like, wait, is that somebody in here?
It's great.
So yeah, that was great. But
I it's not going to be everyone's cup of tea.
So be aware.
It is not action thriller. Like you're going to action sequence every once in a while. It's the movie that has all those little details that just add up, accumulate. And it's just so much story, so much dialogue, so much storytelling. And so it's not going to be everyone's cup of tea, just forewarn you. But I think for those people who do enjoy those types of films, I think you'll really enjoy this movie.
Definitely. I could not agree more. Alrighty, guys. Any final thoughts on this one? That's it.
Give it a try.
Yeah, give it a try, guys. So this is Alamo City Movie Talk. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button. Give us a thumbs up. You like a review, guys. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. And once again, you know, it's not a film for everybody, so go in with the fair warning. We're warning you guys. If you do fall asleep, don't come and be like, hey, guys. And put us on the comments down below. Maybe you just did not like this movie. Maybe you were the people that fell asleep. Put them on the comments down below,
guys. Or
maybe
you loved it more than we did.
Yeah. Put on comments down below. Let us know, guys. Have yourself a wonderful day, and catch you later. Stay safe, San Antonio. Peace.